Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's look at national and local politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. We're talking with Mid-Missouri political candidates before the November election to learn more about their campaigns and ideas. This week, KBIA Sophia Jung talks with first-time office seeker Don Waterman, who is running for the Missouri State House of Representatives.
You can find Don Waterman working at the Columbia Bass Pro Shops, checking people out at the register, or helping customers find what they're looking for. But now he's casting his line for the state legislature. Waterman is running as a Republican candidate for the District 46 House Representative seat. He got his first taste of politics by working for Danny Moore's campaign in the 2008 state election primaries. Now, as a candidate, Waterman wants to tackle Missourians' access to mental health facilities.
The biggest issue is a lack of facilities and a lack, by extension, if you will, a lack of individuals to either do the counseling or the social workers to help the individuals.
Waterman became interested in mental health after a family member needed care. He admits that there are roadblocks for the state to increase fund for residential and inpatient treatment, and he wants to partner with the local community.
It may mean cooperating with university, maybe some sort of a partnership there to help provide the services for the mentally ill. Church, maybe they could assist in ways as well. So it may not just solely be financial.
Despite financial strengths within the government to provide mental health resources, Waterman wants to cut personal taxes.
Reducing taxes, while in the short term may lead to some decreases in revenue, what that does, if you've got more money in your pocket, then you're in all likelihood going to spend it.
He expects that if people have more money at their disposal, this spending will stimulate economic growth. Waterman's economic platform also includes creating more job opportunities in trade fields, like plumbing. To do that, he wants to encourage young people to think about pursuing a technical degree.
Will that electrical engineer, with his or her bachelor's degree, be able to come out and wire a new house that is being built? That takes an electrician. It takes a plumber to plumb that, you know, to do the plumbing for that house. Okay? When the lights go out in Columbia, they don't call the electrical engineering school and that. They get the linesman and to find it and fix it. Okay? Those are technical skills.
Waterman says more technical workers means economic benefits for individuals and the community.
I would like to see us bring businesses, industry, manufacturing to Columbia, to Boone County, to Missouri, because we have the skilled workforce that they need.
While he has a heart for technical workers, Waterman holds reducing student debt for college degree earners dear to his platform.
That's a challenge. Maybe we need to look at why the costs keep going up.
Tuition and fees have increased by 13% over the last 5 years at public four-year colleges and universities, according to the College Board, a nonprofit organization. Also part of Waterman's agenda is the right to life and the Second Amendment right. Waterman faces Martha Stevens for the state representative seat for District 46. Stevens is also a newcomer to state politics. For KBIA's Talking Politics, I'm Sophia Jung.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Daniela Vidal. Thanks for listening.